Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, there's been a rise in the number of people classified as homeless in the Northwest. The Housing Minister defends the government's approach, but Focus Ireland says the figures are deeply depressing. Three men, one of them from Donegal, is to be sentenced next month for their roles in a sustained attack on security workers at a repossessed farmhouse in Roscommon in 2018. The chair of the NUJ sub-branch at RTE calls for regime change among senior management. The finance minister encourages RTE to be open and transparent, and a Donegal councillor says a day hospital for CAMHS needs to be established. Later in the bulletin, Chris Ashmore is here with Sports News. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with a rise in the number of people classified as homeless in the Northwest. Figures published this afternoon show 20 families with 48 dependent children were in emergency accommodation across the region during the last week in May. That's six families more than at the end of April, with 10 more children. There were 122 adults in emergency accommodation in the Northwest at the end of last month, 13 more than the previous month. Of those, 52 were in emergency accommodation in Donegal. Nationally, 12,441 people were registered as homeless in May, 3,699 of them children. The Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, has been defending the government's approach despite the ever-growing numbers.
It's my single biggest priority, but the way to fundamentally address the housing shortage across all tenures is by providing more, by providing affordable housing, which we're doing, by providing cost rental housing, which we're doing, more social homes, but helping those who are in insecure tenancies secure those tenancies. That's what we're doing with the purchase of homes with tenants in situ.
And Focus Ireland has described the latest homeless figures as deeply depressing. Its Director of Advocacy, Mike Allen, says it's high time that political parties began working together to tackle the issue.
What we need is an all-party consensus about how homelessness should be tackled. Countries that have tackled homelessness, it hasn't ended up in rows between different political parties. They've all worked collectively to achieve the same goals. And I think that would be something which would really make a difference in Ireland.
Three men, one of them from Donegal, will be sentenced next month for their roles in a sustained attack on security workers at a repossessed farmhouse in Strokestown, County Roscommon. Their trial heard how up to 40 masked men armed with hurleys, baseball bats, a meat cleaver and a chainsaw stormed the house in December 2018. Courts correspondent Frank Graney has more.
Patrick Sweeney, a builder from High Cairn in Ramelton, County Donegal, Mayo farmer Martin O'Toole from Stripe in Irishtown, and cattle farmer Paul Byrne from Boyle in County Roscommon were found guilty of various charges, including false imprisonment and assault causing harm, arising out of a sustained and brutal attack at a farmhouse in Strokestown that was in the process of being repossessed. One of the injured security guards described seeing lights in the distance before some locked gates were rammed. Up to 40 masked men then spilled out of a lorry. A security dog was beaten unconscious. Three vans were set on fire. The front door of the property was smashed in with a sledgehammer, and four security men were savagely beaten. A shotgun was put to one of their heads. The three men, who were convicted following a 50-day trial, would be sentenced on the 28th of July. Frank Graney at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court.
The chair of the NUJ sub-branch in RTE has called for regime change among senior management. RTE says the executive board will be reconstituted when new Director General Kevin Backhurst takes office. Ministers are expected to consider the terms of reference for a review of governance and culture at RTE early next week. But Trevor Keegan says there needs to be accountability for what's happened.
Absolutely a regime change, because otherwise that organisation won't be seen to actually get its cards in order. We saw yesterday, the word transparency has been touted by these people constantly. And yet when the most telling moment came about transparency, we had a chief financial officer stutter and stumble over the fact of he didn't really want to give his wage and his exact what he's earning.
Well, the finance minister is urging RTE to be as open and transparent as possible. Michael McGrath says there are gaps in the information which has been given so far.
We just haven't seen RTE yet meet the standard of full openness and transparency, and it's hard to believe that they don't have the information. A proper trawl through the records would reveal essentially what happened here, and there seem to be lots of people with bits of information but nobody able to tell the whole story. So those that have further information, I think, are duty bound to come before the relevant committees and tell their story, because we have to put this jigsaw together.
A Donegal councillor believes that once again the county is missing out, as the HSE confirms there are no plans to develop a day hospital to support the child and adolescent mental health service in the county. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says there are significant gaps in the CAMHS service in Donegal and additional facilities are needed. He says parents are anxious to get a day hospital up and running. He says while other organisations are providing support, much more is needed, particularly from the HSE.
It wasn't a very positive response. What they basically said was that there was no plans to develop a daycare hospital for children who are failing of the CAMHS service. They went on to say that there was a number of outlets that, and support services in place for children, but at this moment in time, it wasn't on their plans, which I was very disappointed at, because the three that there is are in Cork, Galway and Dublin, and it seems once again Donegal is missing out. And, you know, there's gaps in the CAMHS services. Which it's a very good service, there are some significant gaps in it, and I think the day hospital would have went a long way to fill a lot of those gaps for the children who need the service and for their parents.
The services that they outlined that could work in place of a day hospital, the likes of Jigsaw and the Donegal Youth Service, do you think that they would be able to take on the services that a day hospital would be able to provide to young people?
No, and they're doing a fantastic service in helping and supporting the CAMHS service. But this would be more technical support that's needed and more long term, and they would have overnight bed facilities and everything for children who would need it within the day hospital. Yeah, look, as I say, there's a lot of good services going on, but I think what's missing is the CAMHS day service hospital, and I think that should be looked at. And I asked them to look at that again, and maybe sometime in the future we could have one located in Donegal.
Councillor Jerry McMonagall there speaking to Donna Marie Doherty. Works to replace almost a kilometre of old water main in the Carnamugga area of Letterkenny will begin next week. Ishke Aaron, working with Donegal County Council, say they'll remove 900 metres of ageing pipes and deliver a more reliable water supply to locals before the end of November. The works will involve a comprehensive traffic management plan. With more on that, here's Michaela Clark.
Phase 1 of the project will involve works on the N56 on the approach to Knocknamona roundabout from the Kilmacrenan side, and this section of the project will be completed at night time with traffic lights in place. Phase 2 at the Knocknamona roundabout will also be carried out between 7pm and 7am with a lane closure to ensure the safe delivery of the works. Works on the N56 leaving Knocknamona will involve a contra-flow traffic system and will be carried out during the day, with Phase 4 of the works on Carnamugga Lower Road also carried out during daytime. Traffic lights will be in operation for that section of the works. Ishke Aaron say the works may require some short-term water interruptions to the water supply, but they will strive to minimise any disruption. The works are scheduled to be completed by November.
Funding to develop over 300 forest parks, walking trails and outdoor amenities has been confirmed today by Rural and Community Development Minister Heather Humphreys. It's part of a strategic partnership between her department and Caolte. Over €86,000 has been sanctioned for works at Larricus in Donegal to connect two forest roads with two new sections of trail. Ards Forest Park has been ranked the 17th most visited Caolte site in the country in 2022, with 43,162 people visiting the amenity. The Dáil's been told the residential zoned land tax does not apply to land being used for farming purposes, and farmers who intend to continue working the land will be given the opportunity to ensure their lands are dezoned. Concern has been raised at a number of council meetings to discuss the draft Donegal development plan, with concerns that farmland zoned as strategic reserve could be subject to the tax, despite the fact that such zoning is of no benefit to the farmer. Well, Minister Charlie McConnellogue has now addressed the issue on the floor of the Dáil.
It's a pressing issue, and it's one that the Department of Finance are currently working their way through. The objective of the government is to ensure that those who are actively farming their land, that they're not put in a situation where, because of the fact that the zoned land tax will apply to them, that they are in a situation where they cannot continue to farm or have to sell it. So therefore, they need to be able to apply to have it dezoned if they don't wish to have it categorised in that way. Overall, the government's objective is to ensure that any land that is zoned is actively available. so that there isn't lots of land zoned in principle but not available because those that own it have no intention or do not wish it to become available.
Well, Donegal Aintree representative Mary T. Sweeney has welcomed the government's move and the minister's clarification, but she says more negotiation is necessary.
I feel it's some done, but more to do. And farmers, of course, needed that relief. They needed that negotiation. And it shows you the power of the people when we work together. We really can hold the government to account, but we must work together.
And there are still outstanding issues as it relates to different sections of land within the county. So hopefully there will be some movement on that as well.
I would be pushing hard now and will be approaching the minister and asking him to reconsider this whole drafting of this bill, that it needs more negotiation and consultation with the people. You cannot use a bully boy tactic over the people on their land.
Donegal County Council is urging people to check that they're on the electoral register. The authority is calling on everyone, including those already registered to vote, to go to checktheregister.ie and either confirm or update their details. The council says it's vital in a year when there's a referendum promised on gender equality and local and European elections due at the beginning of June next year. The former deputy chair of On Board Planola, Paul Hyde, has been sentenced to 2 months in jail after pleading guilty to making false or misleading declarations of interest to the planning authority. Mr. Hyde of Castlefields, Baltimore in County Cork, appeared at Bandon District Court today for sentencing. He resigned from his position on the board in July of last year. At today's hearing, Judge James McNulty said ethical standards in public life matter. Mr. Hyde is to appeal the sentence. He was told he could be released on his own bond of €100.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
14 minutes past five. Good evening, Chris Ashmore.
Good evening, Donal Kavanagh. We'll begin the sport with soccer. And in the SSE Airtricity League First Division, second place Waterford host eighth place Finn Harps at the RSC this evening. Harps have been beaten heavily by Waterford in their two previous meetings this season. But former Harps captain Gavin Cullen says Harps will need to keep things tight if they're to get anything from this evening's game.
They'll have to go down and obviously try to be a bit more solid and trying to keep the game tight and for as long as they possibly can. Both away to Waterford and away to Galway this season, they've shipped heavy defeats and they've conceded early and they've sort of not thrown in the towel, but no, they've went on and lost heavily. So you would like to think, you know, that they try and stay in the game and try and get something out of it if possible. No, it's a big task.
Well, elsewhere, leaders Galway United host bottom club Kerry. Athlone Town take on Cove Ramblers and Treaty United play Bray Wanderers. And there'll be updates on Highland Radio this evening from that Waterford Finn Harps game with Adrian Flanagan. Meanwhile, in the Premier Division, improving Shelburne take on Derry City at Tulka Park. City boss Rory Higgins is hoping for a decent result despite having a lot of players out through injury.
It's important they remain focused on taking the club forward. We're in a difficult moment, but I've no doubt in my mind, with a wee bit of luck, that there's really good times ahead. Obviously, we're in the business of winning football matches, of course. So we just need to fight through it, keep fighting and come through it, because you enjoy the highs more then when you know that you've been through a bit of adversity.
Is there any chat of possibly else making a move on or anything yet?
Aye, well, we're close to...
And in the other games, leaders Shamrock Rovers go to Dundalk. The Hoops have a 7-point cushion at the top of the table ahead of that match. Elsewhere, St Patrick's Athletic take on UCD at Richmond Park. Cork City play Drogheda at Turner's Cross. And Sligo Rovers entertain Bohemians at the Showgrounds. Well, the captains at the Women's World Cup will be barred from wearing the rainbow-coloured One Love armband. Instead, FIFA has introduced 8 pre-approved armbands with their own messages, none of which mention LGBTQ plus issues. Meanwhile, Shelburne have been drawn to play Glasgow City in the first qualifying round of the Women's Champions League. And staying with soccer, Liverpool forward Fabio Carvalho has joined German club RB Leipzig on a season-long loan. Well, it's a massive weekend on the GAA front. It's the All-Ireland Senior Football Championships. The four quarterfinals are all on at Croke Park. Tomorrow, the first doubleheader sees Kerry and Tyrone meeting at 3:45, followed by Armagh and Monaghan at 6 o'clock. Well, on Sunday, Derry face Cork at 1:45, and Derry might be favourites. However, Derry-based Gaelic Games reporter Michael McMullen believes that this will be a much closer contest than many people think.
Definitely expecting a closer affair, and I wouldn't read anything from the draw this year at 1:19 each. There was nothing for Derry to play for. And I'm not trying to be the, Derry's favourites tagged down in any way here, but I do feel the Cork have massively been disrespected in terms of the odds. This is a real, real test. This is a last 20 minutes job. Who's in the mix?
And the last of the quarterfinals on Sunday sees a clash of Dublin and Mayo with a 4 o'clock start. In the All-Ireland Ladies Senior Football Championship, Donegal have their second game in the series. They're already assured of a quarter-final place. They travel to take on the champions Meath. Donegal captain Niamh McLaughlin feels that the team are in a good place ahead of the game.
There's a good feeling about training, and the girls, the confidence is up. We're really looking forward to the game. We're going down to the home of the All-Ireland champions this last 2 years. They've been the best team in the competition and some of the best players as well. We're all really, really looking forward to it. And as I said, we're just going to go out and kind of hopefully put into practice what we've been working on in training this last few weeks.
And staying with Gaelic Games, the Donegal County Board are now inviting expressions of interest from potential candidates interested in becoming the next Donegal senior team manager. The closing date for applications is 5 o'clock on Friday, the 21st of July. And this evening in the Donegal Senior Hurling Championship, there's four games down for decision. There's three in the Junior Hurling Championship, and in the All County League in football in Division 3, one match, St. Noel's against Narossa. Moving on to the European Games, and Donegal's Josh McGee and Moya Ryan from Clare lost their badminton mixed doubles quarterfinal today against a Dutch pair. However, Amy Wall and Conor McGlinchey have both secured bronze medals in their respective kickboxing disciplines. And Jack Marley is the latest Irish boxer to book a place at next year's Olympics. He beat Spain's Emmanuel Reyes in the heavyweight semi-finals at the European Games this afternoon. Kelly Harrington will also get the chance to box for lightweight gold. She beat the 2016 Olympic champion Estelle Mosley by a unanimous decision in today's semi-final. In cricket, Australia are 123 for 2 in their second innings of the second Ashes Test at Lord's. They now lead England by 214 runs, having bowled out the hosts for 325 earlier today. And Ireland beat the United States by 6 wickets in their 7th place playoff semi-final at the World Cup qualifier in Zimbabwe. In golf, Tom McKibben and John Murphy are both likely to miss the cut at the British Masters. They're 3 over and 7 over par, respectively. A second round 68 makes Antoine Rosner the clubhouse leader at the Belfry on 6 under par. And finally, in Greyhound Racing, there's an 8-race card at Lifford Stadium this evening, with the first off at 7:45 p.m. And that, Donal, is your evening sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris. With the Buncrana Music Festival getting underway this evening, a local councillor says he'd like to see festivals and events across Donegal receive more support and promotion from Donegal County Council. Councillor Nicholas Crossan told a meeting of the Inishowen Municipal District this week that C Sessions in Bundoran had received significant support and promotion, and he's anxious that other events across the county receive the same consideration. He believes that all festivals should be treated equally.
Donegal County Council were promoting C Sessions and a free giveaway of tickets, and I thought that they should have maybe tried to promote more festivals in and around the county. C Sessions is a great festival that happens down in the Bundoran south of the county. We've won a Buncrana starting out the weekend, Friday and Saturday. Big bands coming to Buncrana. lovely venue, and I just thought we should have been getting the same kind of promotion.
You have raised the issue with officials now from Donegal County Council. You've raised it at MD level. Is this something you may be taking to Lifford in the coming weeks, perhaps with a view towards 2024?
Well, I've been waiting for a response, and obviously the response I get won't fit into this year, but for future years, next year and years later on, Donal, that we'd be hoping that the festivals would get a fair promotion in Donegal, which attracts an awful lot of people. I know the ones in Buncrana, they're coming from all over Ireland to it. It's going to be a great weekend in Buncrana. There's camping facilities there, caravan parking facilities, and there's people come back year after year. So, and it's good for the promotion of Buncrana and Annishowen and Donegal. And I just like to hope that we get the same promotion as the rest of the county.
And that was Councillor Nicholas Crossan there. Agsanish an nocht, a leibh ag Colm Ferriter.
Shewer mahas a Colm Ferriter an shall in the prive skelty. Ta tús carta le channel geltachta chanru na geliga ingi dór le buail a crevaha agus dini sa fubal crinihe don channel bliantúl. Mar chod den channel carta a lahar samanyar éire nua agus an geliga a gíorohi is ja cais na geltachta in éirin éintihe. A mask canturi an chamanar lórahi an cioltor omracha Maredni Winnie and Dr. Niall Comer o Choltas Olu, Starry Joseph O'Kelly, August Anisha McCachwell Comai, Carher Tus Leshan Channel, Ega Hokta Cloganort, and Austin Nakurcha in Ydor. Taglor Nigel, Eglorig Dini, Ladola Mon Ebra, Markunturi Changa, and Natcher Keren, and Gail Skull Annan, August Egalish to Ali, Bea Nakunturi Changa, Fragra as Savras, Kancha, Dalti, Awalifak Daku, Comai le codju brecha a chort ar fáil dífasin nachwal lífa sa changa. Ta scéim na guntur I changa tíf am wéid an geltacht. A ráctal a glór na gael I djanta le run na geltachta agus ta tellu a glór na gael bankai I. Ta tom chóni geltachta a agru a glénra leitse kennen le linn a Jerry Shartanya a fíhidu gudí an darna las fíd a mi jarib fóhar ingi dór. Sa gaholas ag línra LC Bonkai I. Agus ta fálta curra ag udras na gaeltata rivan ogurt gowil an cholart bí jarafa ar obr anish ag G-Tech ingi dór agus bí oskult ofigul na ofigi saku na cholacta ar an chartalas fi an chartan sha. Agus ta cranachar mór a ractal ag lorlan gi dór an sauru sha. De Lehori Lord Geliget Mar Farchten Skim Vliantul Realty Sauri Ta Dushina Gulor La Torch Arhul Augusta and Skim Arihe Eg Mehel Planala Changa and Ir Hushkirch. Shin Mahodsha Eligulier Slanagus Planakt.
Gramhagat Column. Agusanish on I'm Sure Met Aaron tell us it'll continue cloudy this evening with scattered outbreaks of light rain and drizzle in moderate to fresh westerly winds. Tonight, rain and drizzle will gradually clear eastwards with lowest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, Saturday, bright, fresh and blustery with sunny spells and scattered showers. Highest temperatures on Saturday of 16 or 17 degrees Celsius. Fresh and gusty westerly winds. Looking at the headlines on this Friday evening, there's been a rise in the number of people classified as homeless in the Northwest. Figures published this afternoon show 25 families with 48 dependent children in emergency accommodation across the region during the last week in May. That's 6 families more than the end of April, 10 extra children. Focus Ireland says the latest homeless figures are deeply disturbing. They're calling for more cooperation between political parties. 3 men, one of them from Donegal, are to be sentenced next month for their roles in a sustained attack on security workers at a repossessed farmhouse in Strokestown in County Roscommon. The chair of the NUJ's sub-branch in RTE is calling for regime change among senior management. A Donegal councillor believes once again the county is missing out, as there are no plans by the HSE to develop a day hospital to support the child and adolescent mental health service in the county. And Ishke Aaron and Donegal County Council are to embark on a programme to replace almost a kilometre of old water main in the Carnamugga area of Letterkenny. It will involve a comprehensive traffic management plan around the Knockmona roundabout area. Full details on our website, highlandradio.com. And that is Highland Radio News, back with headlines again at 6 o'clock in the interim. From the news team, have a very good evening.
The obituary notices this Friday evening, June 30th. The death has occurred of Marie Bryson, ní O'Kane, Foyle Farm, Carrigans, County Donegal. House is private to family and close friends, please. Marie will repose at her late residence tomorrow from 2 o'clock to 9 o'clock with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral leaving her late residence on Sunday at 12 noon, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson for 12:30 p.m. Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Medical 4 Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Mary Ann Murray, née Gallagher, formerly of Milton Mews, Rathmullen. Remains will repose at the residence of her daughter Geraldine Murray, 8 Chapel Road, Rathmullen, from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 in St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. Family time from 11 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Aris O'Donnell Residence Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Cora McGettigan, née Embleton, New Line Road, Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence. House strictly private. Cora's Requiem Mass will be held in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in the family plot in New Lex Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has occurred of Maurice Foley, to Churchview, Rossgear, Lifford, reposing at the family home. Funeral from the family home tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for Requiem Mass at 1:30 in St. Patrick's Church, Murlough, followed by interment in St. Columba's Churchyard, Donnyloe. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Kieran Call, 136 Waterville Crescent, Dundalk, County Louth, and formerly from Emmyvale, County Monaghan. Son of Hugh and Myra Call, Portnablah and Carrigart, Donegal. Kieran's remains will repose at Emmyvale today until 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Patrick's Church, Corracrin, followed by private cremation at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Family time, please, tomorrow morning. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the North Louth Hospice, care of Peter McMahon, McMahon's funeral home, Emmyvale, or any family member. Kieran's Mass will be streamed live on mcmmedia.tv. The death has taken place in Hartlepool, England, of Cyril White, formerly of 4 Swilly View, Letterkenny. His remains will be reposing at his late residence at 4 Swilly View today until 10 o'clock. Funeral from there at 1:15 tomorrow afternoon for 2 p.m. service in Conwall Parish Church, with burial afterwards in Old Leck Cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.